All right, we are already in episode 10 of Morning Minutes. My name is Lena Abu-Jamra. Welcome. We are finishing week two, and we are in an episode I've called Signs of Maturity. Our study is called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom to Everyday Life. I hope you are listening up. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. As a reminder to you, before this week ends, share this Morning Minutes series with your friends. Retweet things on your social media, and also subscribe so that you can get daily episodes. And then if you miss an episode, you can still go back to your emails and catch the old ones. We will make the study available to you at the end, but for now, we believe in making each day's study available to you for 24 hours. I know it's strict, but it is what it is. Episode 10, 1 Corinthians 3, 1 through 5, Signs of Maturity. Paul writes, "But I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you are not ready for it. And even now you are not yet ready, for you are still of the flesh. For while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way? For when one says, 'I follow Paul,' and another, 'I follow Apollos,' are you not being merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed as the Lord assigned to each." All right. Paul is coming back around. He had rebuked this church for divisions back in chapter 1. And then he went on this rabbit trail of reminding them of what salvation is. And in chapter 2, we spent some time talking about what it means to be a Christian and the wisdom that is of the world versus the wisdom of God and the natural versus the spiritual. And now he's kind of rebuking them because they're immature. They're still babies. They can't eat meat. He's giving them a bottle with milk. Like, he's like, you're not ready for more. And so you might be a Christian and you might be in the flesh and living in a way that is still immature. And so not every Christian becomes a Christian and is a mature person. There's a process of growth. And so sometimes, okay, maybe you just received Jesus yesterday, and so you're still a baby in Christ and you're growing. Maybe you're a toddler in the Lord. The tragedy is when you've been in Christ for years and you're still behaving like a baby. And that is something that we do not want in our life. So we want to be mature. We want to be spiritual. We want to be discerning. And so what are signs of maturity? Number one, one way to know that you are spiritually mature is that you're teachable. All right? And Paul's like, man, I couldn't address you as spiritual people. He's like, I fed you with milk. You weren't ready for it. And so there is something holy about being teachable. And mature people receive instruction with humility. Mature people should become more teachable with time. You don't, as a Christian, as you grow, you don't become less teachable. You don't say, well, I've been a Christian 20 years. You don't need me to tell me this. But a mature person is able to listen to teaching and say, all right, let me see where my life lines up with this. And humbly acknowledge, man, there are some things in my life that need to change. Mature people hunger for more of God's word and become more teachable by it. No more milk. You know, sometimes you go to church, you're like, I just want him to encourage me. I just want him to tell me how much God loves me. Listen, you need to be encouraged and God loves you. But don't you want more? And so we're going to get into 1 Corinthians and we're going to study what it means to have the gifts of the Spirit and how to parse certain behaviors and certain attitudes and how to live in a way that is pleasing to God in a culture that does not support the ways of God. And so that will take spiritual maturity. And so I urge you to be teachable, because that is one sign of spiritual maturity. Number two, one way to know that you are spiritually mature is that you are no longer walking in the flesh. What does it look like to walk in the flesh? Verse 3 says, you are still in the flesh. How? He says, for while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh? You want to know if you're walking in the flesh? You're jealous of everybody around you. You're fighting with everyone around you. You want your way or the highway. And listen, there are two ways to live as a Christian. You can live in the flesh or you can live in the spirit. Spirit-filled people do not compare self with others. Spirit-filled people do not fight and argue. They yield and they're humble. And they put others ahead of themselves. They let God conclude an argument. They are willing to lose an argument for the sake of love. And look, not to give up truth, but to lose an argument for the sake of love. You don't have to fight every battle and act like without you, the salvation will not come to others. God is going to work out his way. You don't need to, you know, to go on every person's social media and tell them how wrong they are. And you don't need to go to church and try to tell your small group leader how, you know, what a bad job they're doing. No, let God do the teaching. You just treat people with love and let there be less strife in our life and less jealousy. So one way to know that you're spiritually mature is that you're no longer walking in the flesh. And then thirdly, one way to know that you are spiritually mature is to stop measuring yourself by others. Back in that early church in Corinth, they were bragging about who they followed. You know, my small group leader is Paul. The other, my pastor is Apollos. You know, it's like you're just constantly looking at your human. My church is better than your church. My pastor is better than your pastor. Listen, he says, are you not being merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed as the Lord assigned to each. So making other people your aim and goal is merely human. That's how the world functions. And making other people your aim reveals that you've missed Jesus. It is not Paul or Apollos or your pastor or mine that are the hero of the story. It is Jesus. Now, find a pastor that loves the word of God and is preaching the word of God and is true to the word of God, but honor and worship Jesus and make him the one that you model your life after. So you want to know if you're mature. Number one, are you teachable? Number two, are you walking in the flesh or in the spirit? And you can tell by whether you fight and argue with everyone and are jealous of everyone. And number three, a sign of maturity is to stop measuring yourself by others. Start comparing yourself with the Lord. Honor the Lord, worship the Lord, and you'll find that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Hope you know that. I hope you believe it. Get on livingpower.org if you need more resources this weekend. Follow me on social media if you aren't on Instagram. Try to spell my last name. It's at L Abu Jamra. Know that we love you guys and we're praying for you. God's word is mighty. It is an awesome thing to be a Christian of our Jesus Christ. Have a great weekend, and I'll catch you again Monday.